All right, third time lucky. Here we go. Having a few of the technical issues this morning. All right. So, I was just saying before I initially started the live in filming in landscape mode in attempt to get a better shape sort of audio video to embed on the members site. But what I will attempt to do after this is just crop this video before I upload it to the member site so that it's formatted right. Okay. All right. I'm just going to allow you all just to log on. I saw a lot of you logging onto my first video. I'm just going to let you all log on and join. And I'm just going to take a couple of deep breaths just to center into our space. So as you are joining me, just begin to bring all your energy into the space. Now, for this session, you might want to set yourself up somewhere comfortable. You might want to sit on a nice comfortable chair, on your sofa, somewhere where you can relax, and somewhere where you can just sink into the session. I'm anticipating this will probably run for maybe about 30 minutes. That's just my rough guesstimate. I'm going to follow my intuition completely with this. So I'm just moving that out of the way. I'm going to completely follow my intuition with this. So it will be very flowy and guided by what I feel. Okay, let me just bring that back. All right. Now I'm just beginning, taking some deep breaths just to really center and bring myself into the space, because I really want to bring all my energy in, and I want you to imagine doing that. If you're choosing to be here live, or even if you're watching the replay, as you sit down to do this session, begin just with taking a few deep breaths into your body and into your belly. And so often what's happening with us, right, is our energy's going everywhere. So you might even notice as you're sitting down here, your energy has been up until this point pulled in a lot of different directions. You're thinking about things, maybe future things, maybe past things. Maybe your energy's sort of going off to the task you need to do, or what happened in your day today, or a conversation you had, or just feel how like our energy and our focus can go in a lot of different directions. Now, what we want to do coming into this session is almost imagine, I'm doing this with my arms, we're pulling our energy in. So as you begin taking some deep breaths into your body, I want you to imagine you're pulling all of your energy and your awareness and your focus into the here and now. And you might notice your mind's wanting to drift off again. You might notice things are pulling at you, but do your best to bring all your awareness into the here and now and take a couple of deep breaths. Really slowing down and extending the exhale. Breathing long, slow, deep breaths out. And as you're doing that, feel yourself sinking deeper and deeper into your body and into the present moment here and now. Allow everything to calm and settle and slow down. And we're going to call on the support of our angels, our higher self, our support team of spirit guides, universal energies. We're calling them all into this space in this moment to support us with this energetic exercise. All right. Beautiful, beautiful. All right, where we're going to begin, and as I said, I'm going to follow my intuition with this, and let's just see where we get guided to go. To begin, I want you just to become aware of how you're feeling in this moment, how you're feeling as you're coming into this exercise today, what energy is present in your body, what emotions are present for you. And let's just become aware with no judgment. Allow it all to be here with us. Allow it to exist with us. And just allow it to be okay. I want you to notice your state of being as you're coming in. Who are you being? Who are you being? What is the energy and the feeling and the state of being of your current self? Just notice that. Just notice how that feels in your body as an energy, as a sensation. Notice any places of heaviness or tightness or emotion. And I want you to cast your mind out now, and I want you just to become aware of your present current state of reality. If you were to take a snapshot of everything that is manifested currently in your life, in each area of life, just become aware of all of that. What do you currently see manifested in your relationships? What do you currently see manifested in your career? What do you currently see manifested in your health? What do you currently see manifested in your finances? What do you currently see manifested when you look in the mirror? What do you currently see manifested in your home or your environment? What do you currently see manifested in your family? Bring to mind any other area of life, and let's just almost like we're just taking a photo or a snapshot of the present day current reality you have manifested for yourself. In the current state of being and emotion that you're feeling. And we just witness that with no judgment, knowing that whatever we see manifested with our eyes in each area of our life is a reflection of our past state of being, our past mindset, our past belief systems, the past energy we have been embodying is now what we see reflected and manifested around us. And so if we want to create a new reality, we have to shift and change our energy state and state of being to come into alignment with that reality. We've already talked about this. Because what we see manifested, because it takes time for physical manifestation to come to life, it's a manifestation of our past energy, because we were feeling a certain energy or state of being, and then it took some time for that to materialize, and now we see this proof and evidence of it around us. And so to shift our state of being means coming into a different state of being regardless of what we see manifested, because we know that if we change our state of being, it may take some time, but eventually life will shift and change to materialize a different reality around us based on the energy we're embodying. So we don't need to get too caught up on what we've already created and what's already here, because that's just a manifestation of the energy we were embodying in our past. And as we change our energy now and we hold a new frequency, we know it's just a matter of time before then new things begin to be created around us. So don't get caught up by what you see with your eyes. Don't worry about it. Take your attention off that now and bring your awareness back into your body. And as we've done a few times already in this course, begin to call in and connect with the energy of your highest self. Your highest self. Now you've begun to become aware of and create some definitions around what your higher self feels like and looks like to you. You may know this energy just as a feeling, an emotion. You may know it as a way that your body changes, the way you hold your body, the way you breathe changes when you feel this energy. You may know it as a feeling of lightness. You may know it as a feeling of unconditional love. And you may find every time you connect with your higher self, his or her energy is different, and that's okay. But what we're feeling for is an energy that feels higher in some way, lighter in some way, more expansive, more abundant, more filled with love, more elevated, more radiant, more energizing. And so let's set the intention now and begin to do your work to reach for and find and feel that energy and vibration of your higher self. And as you begin to get glimpses, breathe in and call it more into your body. I often feel the energy begins to come down and wash over my shoulders. It opens up my chest. Oh, I'm getting the most beautiful tingles coming down over my head. I instantly notice my face lightens and I want to smile. As you can see, my chest opens, my hands pull back. I breathe more deeply. And I'm just calling in a vibration of light and love, pure possibility, abundance, my potential, me living as my highest, brightest self. See if you see anything. Sometimes we see colors, sometimes we see energy, but I'm seeing gold sparkles. Almost like the bubbles of champagne, but they're sparkles and they're just sparkling everywhere. And just remind yourself it is safe to feel this energy. It is safe to open up to this energy. It is safe to receive this energy. It is safe to step into being your highest, brightest self. Take 3 deep breaths now into whatever energy you've begun to connect with. And if you feel that energy quite up here, which is what I do, what I want you to do is with every breath, I want you to draw it more down into your body. So right now I can feel the energy very much here. So what I'm going to do is imagine that as I'm breathing, I'm pulling the energy down now more into my body. So I'm imagining it fill up over my head, flow down over my shoulders, flow down into my heart, flow down over my chest, and now really move down into the center of my belly and my lower belly. So imagine if you can see the color of this energy, if it's gold, if it's pink, if it's purple, whatever it is, watch that color filling up your whole body. Draw it down, Okay, so I can feel this gold sparkly energy coming right into my belly. Like I said, we're doing this. We're pulling the energy down. I'm feeling it now come right down into my hips. So feel that energy come right down. Even notice how my voice changes. Do you see how my voice just suddenly went deeper? Because I'm drawing the energy in, I'm becoming more embodied. Whew. So bring it down right into your hips and feel your hips fill up with this energy of your higher self. Feel how much more solid it becomes the minute it comes into your hips. Can you feel that? And now we draw it down into our legs. Feeling this energy flow down through your thighs, filling up your knees, filling up your calves, flowing into your ankles, filling up your feet. So you're feeling the energy of your feet now. You're feeling an energy. Maybe you wiggle your toes and you're feeling a tingling in your feet. And if your feet are touching the floor, which mine aren't, but if yours are, I then want you to imagine you pull the energy down through your feet and right down into the center of the earth. Like roots of a tree extending down from your feet, right down into the earth and anchoring this energy into the core of the earth. From the heavens to the core of the earth, right through you. And feel it pulling down from the bottom of your feet right down into the earth and feel how solid and strong and embodied this energy now feels. Imagine that every single cell in your body, every little cell, is now full of this radiant, luminous, high vibration, love and light energy of your higher self. See, every tiny little cell in your body filled up. Now you notice it begins to radiate off you like an aura. As you can imagine your body and you've got this energy flowing through you, and now it's just like pulsing and radiating off you like an aura, like an energy that you are sending out into the world, like a message that you are sharing with the universe, communicating to the universe, this is who I am. So you might notice there's like an aura of whatever color you see coming off you. And that aura might be small or contained, or you might notice it really starts to expand. And this is your vibrational frequency. This is how you communicate to the universe in every moment who you are and what you want to create in your life. This is how you come into alignment with people, experiences, opportunities, because your energy radiates a certain vibration that lines up with the vibration of what you desire in the external world. And from this energy, imagine what you can call in. And so imagine now that as you've been feeling this energy, anchoring it into your body, what's been happening through this process is you've been moving up the elevator. You've been moving up levels. It's like we started off a ground floor And then with every bit of calling in that new energy, you've moved up level one, level two, level three, level four, level five, level six, level seven, level eight. And just notice you've been moving up. Because the higher the level, the higher the vibrational frequency that you're operating in. And so just notice, what level have you arrived at? What number on the elevator, and we can go above 10, we can go above 20, we can go as high as you want. What number represents the energetic frequency that you are now embodying? The number that just came to me was 11. You pick whatever number resonates with you. Just trust. So I'm now vibrating at the frequency of level 11. And with my eyes closed, I'm standing in this elevator, radiating this frequency. The doors are closed. But I know I've elevated. I know I've shifted. I know that what I would have seen manifested on the ground floor is different to what I'll see manifested on level 11. I can feel it. So I want you to begin to start to imagine what might be there when you open up the doors of your level, the level that is a material, physical manifestation of the emotion you're currently feeling. What might be on that level? What reality would you love to see manifested that you now have just clicked into alignment to, alignment with? Now you might notice what comes to mind is various areas of life and what you would love to see and experience in each area. It may appear as just one whole vision, like moving through this new reality where everything you desire in every area of life is there. You may not as yet have a visual of it, but you can feel it, and so you have an idea of how each area of life would feel in that next level reality. Just notice what starts to come to mind, but think about what you desire, what you truly desire for 2020 and beyond. And imagine it is all sitting behind these elevator doors and you have just clicked into alignment with it. What do you see? Begin to play in your imagination. What do you see financially? What do you see in your relationships? What do you see in your home or your environment? What do you see in your career and your work? What do you see in you, in how you look, in how you dress, in how you hold yourself, and how you feel about yourself? What do you see in your family? What do you see in your health? What do you see in your lifestyle and just how life unfolds and feels? What do you want? What do you desire most? What would you love to create? What is this next level vision that you are so ready to step into and materialize? It is all sitting behind those doors. And I want you to decide, make a decision in yourself when you're ready for those doors to open. And when those doors open, your reality will be there and you can spend some time walking around in there, feeling it, imagining it, experiencing it, seeing what life would be like living with that soulmate, spending time with that soulmate, seeing what life and your days would be like if you were working for yourself, doing work that you love. See what life would look like and feel like if you were feeling healthy and radiant and strong and in love with who you are. Imagine what life would be like if the money that you were craving and yearning for and desiring had arrived and you got to enjoy it and enjoy that lifestyle. Living in your dream home, living your dream lifestyle, having the family and friends and everything in your life that would fulfill you. It's all sitting behind those doors. So we're going to do in a moment, when you're ready, is we're going to open up those doors and I'm just going to be quiet for a few minutes to give you all space and time just to explore what's there for you. And even if you only enjoy one aspect, there's one thing in that reality that you see that you want to enjoy. Maybe it's just the whole feeling of being there. Maybe it's how you feel in yourself. But when you're ready, open up the elevator doors and step into this new next level reality and just spend some time living it, experiencing it, and loving it. And if at any point you can't get any visuals or images, don't worry. Just stay connected to how you feel. Just imagine you are walking through your life and walking through every area of your life feeling this way. That's all you need to focus on if you can't at the moment get any images coming through your mind. Just trust wherever you're at. Okay, take a couple of deep breaths and just come back into your body. Whatever you saw or experienced there was perfect. Even if it was just feelings, even if you got some beautiful images. And just know, whatever you can see and feel here, it exists. It exists energetically. And all you have to do is continue to connect with your higher self and elevate your vibration to come into alignment with it. And it's only a matter of time before it begins to materialize. Now, what you might want to do to complete this exercise is a couple of things. If when you were doing that exercise, you noticed any resistance or fear or doubt, I would write that down in your journal and see that as some blocks you might need to work through and clear in order to come into full alignment with what you want. I personally felt really just pure alignment, but make note of anything that might have come up. If you had any insights or clarity or things you hadn't seen before or become aware of before, desires that felt really good, make note of them. And if there was any guidance there for you, make note of that as well. If that part of you was speaking to you, and the biggest thing I heard, which is actually making me really emotional, it's going to make me cry, that my higher self said to me was, she's like, Connie, you deserve so much. You deserve everything you can see right now and so much more. She's really encouraging me to receive in bigger ways, to hold a much higher standard of what I desire to, of what I deserve to receive. All of this beautiful abundance and everything I saw, she's like, this is what you deserve and so much more. Can you please feel how worthy and deserving of this you are? And see how our higher self, you know, she's not complicated. We don't need to overthink this stuff. She is so loving, so pure. And she always calls us to higher. She says, raise your worth, sweetheart. Ask for more. Have a higher standard. Let yourself receive the limitless abundance and magic that this universe can provide for you. Don't pinch yourself off. Don't dream too small. Don't ask for too little. Really let yourself feel how worthy and deserving you are of all of this and so much more. That's how my higher self speaks to me. Pure, solid, confident love. And it's so beautiful to feel that, isn't it? And so all we have to do is let this energy guide us now moving forward. This is all you have to do, moving into 2020 and beyond. If you are ever sitting down to work on your dreams, to work on visioning and creating, make sure you come into this energy first. Because if you try to go create these beautiful dreams from the energy of who we were when we started this session, feeling scarcity, feeling lack, feeling not good enough, you're going to look at those big dreams and be like, that's not possible for me. I can't have that. I can't do that. You're so out of alignment, you can't even feel what it would be like to have it. So you have to elevate your energy first. Because when you find your higher self, she says, of course, my love. Of course you can have this and so much more. You are worthy, you are capable, you are deserving, you are destined for this. So before you do any visioning, before you create your vision board, before you journal out your desires, before you start stepping to 2020 and taking action, find this energy first. Yep. That's the work. Whew. For those of you who have stayed with me through this live, what are you feeling? I felt a lot through that session. And I hope that when you watch the replay, you're able to feel what I was feeling and that the energy I was feeling will help activate in you this feeling as well. Thank you for being here with me for this session. I will upload this to the member site. and it's available here in the Facebook group, obviously, for you to rewatch. If you want to share anything with me around how you're feeling after that, please just give me a word or something to describe. But otherwise, I'm going to love and leave you with that energy because that was really beautiful. Sending you all so much love. I'm so proud of you all for coming on this journey with me and for showing up for this work. And know that you can revisit these resources anytime. So even if you fell behind and didn't do your journaling activities and all of that, this is available for you ongoing. So come back to this over and over again. Continue to use it all through December. Continue to use it next year. Nicole, I feel so much more grounded and settled in myself. Really powerful. Thanks, Connie. My pleasure, Nicole. Phoenix says, thank you. My pleasure, beautiful. Thank you for being here. All right, loves. Sending you lots of love. And I'll talk to you soon. Bye.